America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Open Championship this year is being held at Royal Troon.
Well, that was rather fortunate. I think it's rather whack, that pretty young wench in this light-colored dress there.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Open Championship Week with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
It's not my fault nobody can understand what you're saying.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and we think YouTube. Is YouTube up and going? Are we okay? Are you still frozen there?
I believe I'm still frozen on YouTube.
That's right.
Frozen.
Hold on.
Schultzy's doing everything he can.
Yeah, I'm working
it. It's not a Schultzy problem, that's for sure.
Somebody, Jeremiah, said I'm using the force on him. I got a weird hand thing going on. You know, still frozen.
Still frozen.
Lack of faith disturbed.
I think it's great. I could just pick my nose the entire show. You know I'm here. I'm here, but you can't see me. It's kind of nice. It's delightful. I take my shirt off. Should we go tarps off hour two?
It'd be funny if you took a shirt off and then the camera decided to unfreeze. hot titties.
There
hot titties.
We go. We did talk about that at the Fan Golf Classic. Should we start a 1080 OnlyFans? That was one of the things
that one of the conversations?
We had that conversation. Would pay? Who wants feet content? What do you need?
I didn't hear that at all.
We got you, dog.
Within earshot.
I zoned out for like 40 minutes at one point. I was dehydrated and I kind of get a point where I start to crumble and I'm like, I'm kind of done.
Of course.
I don't know how to explain it, but like when I socialize, my battery juice is only so long.
Yeah, you got battery life. When the battery's done, you're done.
And I was preserving for listeners that were coming to say hi, not all the shenanigans we were talking about in our own tent. And plus, there's a lot of fake laughing in those conversations under our tent. Like, it's such a funny point. That's a funny point.
God, no kidding.
And I just get to a point where I'm like, I don't care about this conversation anymore. I'm thinking about tomorrow's show.
What are we doing tomorrow? What's going on?
So I guess late. I missed the OnlyFans conversation. I'm sorry.
1080 OnlyFans, man. Take your nips out. Take your toes out. Let's get weird.
Lot to get to. Still efforting a Cleveland guest. Travis Bazana taking number one. We're one of four programs now to have number one picks in the draft. I didn't see Oregon on that list.
No, not a blue blood. I did see that he was the first ever second baseman taken number one overall.
Yes, sir. I think first Australian, too.
That's wild as well.
First one from the Big Island.
How has there never been a second base, like a true second baseman taken? That just that blew my mind
when
I heard that.
Can you think of a second baseman that in your mind
I mean,
says
no, but how many random guys have been drafted? How many number one picks can you even tell me over the last 30 years? Yeah, half of them you probably haven't even heard of.
It's got to be like always a catcher, an outfielder, a shortstop.
Wasn't
maybe a you know, pitcher of it other than
starting
that. But
pitcher,
if you're talking
yeah.
position players, it's those three. Catcher, shortstop, outfield.
Yeah. Who is the guy I'm blanking? Hold on.
Well, it's just unique because every draft class is different. You're not going to, like, baseball's not one of those sports that I feel like these teams at the bottom are just drafting for need. You have the number one pick, and the guy just happens to be a second baseman.
Dustin Ackley went number two.
He was close.
What team took him number two?
Was it the Nationals? No, they got Strasburg.
It was an AL team, I think.
Yeah, AL team.
Was it a West? AL West?
AL West team. Maybe the A's took him, I think.
No, it could have been.
No,
Schulte, who was it?
Do you remember?
Dustin Ackley.
Why are you torturing me like this?
That's a second baseman.
That was. It's like,
No. He was actually taken as a first baseman, and then they moved
really?
Him to second
Dustin
base.
Dustin Ackley
yes.
was first
no,
base?
Dustin
He's
Ackley
tiny.
Came out because he had Tommy John surgery as an infielder in college, so in North Carolina, they moved him to first base for his senior season. This is why baseball, I love it, but it's weird.
It's kind of what happened with Harper. That's why Harper's playing first base. Can't throw anymore.
Here's breaking news. No one cares.
Yeah. That just—I don't know why that stat was like. Well, that's kind of crazy. The first ever second baseman, true second baseman, taken number one overall.
Lot to get to here with the Blazers. I owe you an apology.
Go ahead, fire away.
What do you want first? Do you want Klingon thoughts or do we want the apology to you?
Well, I think they go hand in hand. That's the ironic part of it, which is why he should be playing. Which is why I was right. And go ahead and start with the apology.
Well, okay, I'll start the apology here. We give takes. I'm willing to be a guy that says I'm wrong, take was wrong, and certainly there's a lot of people going to dig the heels in here and say, nope, we're not wrong. I will say, I think I'm wrong. I think I'm supposed to pick the take. The take was Scoot not playing in summer league. Kind of controversial to some. Many will still hold the take he shouldn't. However, I gave the take, I see it, I understand it, don't care if he doesn't. And then what I didn't know, because I don't follow every team's offseason doings, I didn't know Brandon Miller was playing.
Yeah, he had a good rookie year, too.
I didn't know Jaime Jaquez was going to play.
Yeah, good rookie year.
Cam Whitmore is playing.
Yeah.
I could keep going on. There's a decent amount of guys from last year's rookie class that are, whether they play the whole time or not, doesn't matter. They're playing.
They're on the team and they're playing.
Scoot's not. And I'm going to give the take. He should be playing. If it's only two games, cool. If it's even just one, cool.
Give me a half. I don't care. I'll settle for a half.
I'm going to reverse and say, I think you're right. He should be playing because Donovan Klingon's playing, and they don't have any guards.
No.
You know what I learned from the first Blazers Summer League game? Watching these things is going to be awful because that team sucks. They have no guard play.
No.
That team was horrific. Every other possession was a turnover, somebody that couldn't dribble. Ryan repaired one of the worst first halves I've seen from a player of note in a long time. We'll get to the Klingon stuff, but I owe you an apology publicly. Whether it be for a first half, one game, two games, Scoot should have played. And I was wrong. Didn't know all these other rookies from last year's class were going to play, even in a small sample size.
Yeah, I didn't even know that either. I still stick by the take, but I had no clue that all these other rookies were going to go out and play in summer league in year two. And I think it makes the take even stronger of just like, what are we doing? What's the argument for him not to play? He had a wildly disappointing rookie season. I know the last month was great, and Blazer fans want to cling to that, and that's awesome. Maybe that's who he is in year two. But his rookie season was wildly disappointing. He missed time early on with an injury. He's clearly young and developing. We need to get him more experience. Why would we not take every opportunity possible to get him on the floor? And the main argument that I was making when talking about this last week was Donovan Klingon is a guy who, through the offense, is not going to be like a, hey, let's dump it to Klingon and clear out. Like, that's just not his game right now. And so he's going to get a lot of his looks and a lot of his touches through feeds from a point guard, running the pick and roll or finding him on a lob. Like, that's where a lot of his offense and a lot of his looks are going to come from. And just for Scoot to be able to give those to him to help him out in summer league, and for them to build a little bit of chemistry when you're trying to argue this is going to be your long-term point guard and long-term center, just give me a game, give me a couple of quarters. I don't need a big sample size. I'm not asking for Scoot to play every second. But it's one thing if you had a great rookie season, but then you find out all these rookies who had pretty decent rookie years were still playing. I was really disappointed he wasn't playing, and then watching that on Saturday night, I just was screaming in my living room like, yeah, it would be nice for him to be out there just to get a couple of more reps in and see if it helps him out for year two.
Well, here was the thing, and part of the reason I reversed the take was not just, I mean, a big part was, oh, Jaime Jaquez is playing? Like,
Guy's got nothing to show, nothing to prove.
Nothing. He had a great rookie campaign with Miami, showed a lot of teams a little bit of regret not taking him.
Yeah.
Brandon Miller, remember, he had a shaky first summer league game, and I jokingly said, we made the right pick.
Yeah.
He ended up having a really good rookie campaign, and people in Charlotte are excited about him. Here was Scoot on CBS Sports. He did an interview, and he was asked about Donovan Klingon.
I just watched him over the past few days. I think we could be really dominant. I think we'd be really dominant. Just watching him run the floor, you know, that's one thing that stuck out to me. He runs the floor. He can shoot the three ball, a little bit of everything. You know, he guards. He takes pride in his team and team defense and team offense as well. So I think we'll be very compatible. No, just with my downhill and versatility and his versatility as well, I think it'd be crazy.
And just watching that game unfold on Saturday, God, I stuck through the whole thing. I shouldn't have. And they almost coincidentally had a comeback and
they
win.
They did.
I don't really have a lot of thoughts outside of Donovan Klingon, and we'll dive into those. But, like, if that's your takeaway, give me a half of that. Give me a game just, of that. I just wanted to see it. And there's many takeaways that people will have on Summer League that we don't really need to have. Klingon, I thought, struggled some. He couldn't hit shots. He did struggle in that department.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought he had opportunities to get the ball, and no one could give him the ball. There were no good lob passes. There were no good, like, hey, coming off a screen. The dude set some monster screens on guys, and I just thought, imagine if he had a point guard who would actually competently pass him the basketball here.
Give him the ball.
Maybe he would have hit a shot or two more than what he shoot? 1 for 8, whatever
one
it ended
eight,
up being?
I think, yeah.
So, yeah, given who's played, even if it's just a game, I would have liked to have seen him and seen him play in some action, even if it's limited, with the Klinger. That was my apology to you. And I changed course. He's not going to play.
No.
So this is going to be a moot point after today because they play today.
Yeah.
But after seeing the weekend of festivities and what's transpired, I would have liked to have seen him for a game just play with Donovan.
Well, and the response would be, I think the other side of the argument is, well, they're going to practice together. Scoot's in Vegas. He's running through team drills. Like, all these guys are working out together. But I'm just a firm believer that there's a massive difference between going through the motions in a practice, and not to say that they don't practice hard, but just of where your heart rate is at for an actual game, whether it's a summer league game or not, whether it's a preseason game, it's different. There's fans in the stands. You're a little amped up. You got to kind of control that. Like, there's just more stuff that goes into it. And I think that's true in every industry. Like, if we're telling people how to get better at radio, you could go sit in a production studio and try and record a show, and you're technically practicing, but it's not the same as being live on the air.
Exactly.
And the adrenaline rush that you feel of, like, all right, here we go. Red light's on. Now you're on the air. You got to go get it done. Like, there's just a difference. And that's where I think it's just frustrating that they had the opportunity to build a little bit of chemistry, whether it's for one game or two, kind of feel each other out a little bit, get a sense of each other's games. It's just a little bit different from the practice floor. You give me one good half or one good game of Scoot throwing a couple of lobs to Klingon, everybody says, hell yeah, brother, and then you pack it in. Yeah. He's done for summer league, and that would have solved all of the problems.
Well, can I cherry on top, too? The shooting by Scoot Henderson, it's obviously still needing work. The 20-game stretch at the end of the season last year was something workable. We started to see, I think, the talent maybe start to come together, but why not put him on the floor just to allow him to get the shots up? There's not all NBA talent, but there's some level of NBA talent out there. Why not get him out there just to get more threes?
Just the one game. And look, it's summer league. I'm not going to pretend this means a whole lot. It's just the one game would have been nice, especially given how poor that guard play was for their team, and it's probably going to continue.
Dude, this is
going to
be a rough watch.
They're not winning the championship.
It's not our year this year.
They get a ring if they win the championship, guys.
Not
it's a big
our
deal.
Year, man.
We'll get to the over-under. That came out this weekend. They're tanking in summer league, too. I think this is going to carry over. We'll talk about Donovan Klingon. Chauncey had something in the over-under. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mike Chico Borman's going to join us from 92.3, the Fan, at the bottom of the hour. Travis Bazana, the number one pick in the MLB draft, the second Oregon State player to be taken number one.
The other one's having a pretty good year this year. That was a pretty good pick.
Starting in the MLB All-Star game tomorrow. We got the Home Run Derby tonight. Got some college football odds and ends to get to. Mike Borman coming up here for the Daily Ticker. We're talking about Scoot. Playing, not playing, Summer League. Blazers Summer League team is atrocious. The Clinger.
The Clinger!
I want to get to the over-under number for their season win total. And Chaunce has an interesting thing to say about vets on a Rasheed Wallace podcast. What were your thoughts on debut one of Donovan Clingan against the Spurs? They play tonight. What were your thoughts on his first performance?
I think it connects a little bit back to the segment we just did. It would have been really nice to see him play with a competent guard that could have set him up with some better looks offensively, could have helped him a little bit just with spacing, taking advantage of some of the nice screens that he set. All in all, I wasn't really surprised by anything that we saw. I mean, he had an off shooting night. I was glad that he was taking wide open threes. This is summer league. It does not matter. It's meant to get better in practice. And so if nobody's guarding you and you're open, dude, fire away. I'd take seven of them a game. I don't care.
The air ball was tough.
I will grant you that the air ball, but the first looked one bad. Like rattled in, yeah, and out. Like he almost good. Made the first one. And so he showed he's got a little bit of touch. I hope he keeps jacking it up. There's only like two guys that are worth watching on this team anyway. So I hope he takes all the shots. Rough offense of night, but again, I think that goes to some of it not having a guard out there with him. I thought defensively he looked big, strong, physical, like we thought.
Five blocks
was awesome to see. He was great on the glass. He didn't seem like the kind of guy that was gonna have, I don't know what his final foul number was. I think he ended up almost fouling out. I don't know what the summer rules are, but he didn't seem like the kind of guy that's just gonna like needlessly foul. He didn't strike me as that, at least in game one. So I thought defensively a lot of positive marks. Offensively he struggled, but it's going to happen in the rest of the team around him sucks, and he's not getting a lot of help.
Yeah, the five blocks was nice to see, and I thought he disrupted more than just the five blocks that he had. I think he had like 6 to 8 personally, and I thought he affected the shot. Rebounding was good. He did have some moments where he's a little out of position. I also thought some of the glass stuff, like, again, I think part of what you have to do is evaluate him and then also look around him.
How many 7-footers are out there?
Well, the Spurs were a smaller-ish team, but it just felt like every other Spur player was given leeway to the glass or got by their person, and so he's stuck in no man's land.
Right, be the rebounder.
Rough offensive showing. I think we saw why a lot of the notes were still really raw there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little turnaround, jump hook with the left, but the air ball three, missed a couple bunnies. You know, that happens. I'm not overly concerned about his offensive output yet. I just wanted to see somebody look solid defensively and go out and crash glass, and I thought he did that. Really not much more to add than that. It's the first summer league game. We're getting another one tonight, and hopefully we'll have a Blazer guest tomorrow on this.
I like the effort. Honestly, max effort young player. And there are a lot of guys that come to the league and don't look like they're always giving 100%. You know, maybe that's just not how they play. But it looks like Donovan Klingon is always ready to do something. And that is something, you know, with the rebounds, with the blocks last night, I feel like that's what stood out to me. He is always playing gritty, and that's, frankly, that's the best kind of player that Portland could get.
One reason I also was sitting in my garage watching this game, and I don't know if I texted you this or I tweeted somebody, I can't remember, but like when I thought, like, oh, Dirk kind of right, I'd like to see Scoot, was because of the screens he set.
He was setting some awesome screens.
Now, I just thought physically, one of the reasons I was all in on them taking him, even though we have Ayton, knowing Ayton's probably going to get traded at some point, is because of his size. Like, he's 7'3". That's not small. And so, like, that screen setter is going to do benefits, or at least it should, for a guy like Scoot. Now, Scoot's going to have to hit jump shots. That's going to be a big part of his game. But also, on the rolls, I thought he had, like, 4 or 5 where I'm like, give him the ball. Go.
Give it to him. Yeah.
And the person, like, Chris Murray had 2 possessions, and Chris Murray got off to a good start. Didn't look at him. I don't know some of the other guards' names. I'm blanking, but there were a couple awful guards just not throwing lobs, or if they did, they were just terrible lob passes. And I'm just like, these are opportunities that a guy like Scoot could reward him with on some of these screens, or pull around and get clean looks on jump shots. So I thought all in all, good, not amazing, raw offensively, but kind of what we expected defensively and what we should come to expect on the glass.
I thought it was pretty funny that he plays one summer league game and it almost sums up who he is as a prospect. A guy who is, you can tell immediately his size and the impact that his size will have. 5 block shots was great, to your point, probably affected more. Really good on the glass, and would have been even better if he had some help from some teammates on the glass. Great on that end of the floor, incredibly raw on the other side of the floor. And what did we all talk about on draft night and leading into the NBA draft? What was he? Dominant defensively. They feel like there's a lot of potential there offensively, but it's clearly not there yet because he just wasn't asked to do a lot of that at UConn. He didn't have to. They wanted him to be the anchor of the defense, and so that's just going to come about a little bit slower. And it's why I think when he was drafted, a lot of people viewed it as it's a perfect backup center spot from the BN. He clearly does not have the offensive game that DeAndre Ayton does yet. Ayton will not be in Portland long. Is it one more year? Is it the deadline? I don't know, but you bring him along slowly. The other thing that I'm going to circle and watch, just because I was curious, because I know we talked about it when he was selected, he only played, I want to say, in his second year at UConn, like 22 minutes a game.
He was a 20-minute a night guy.
And that was one of those, like, all right, let's just see. I know he was injury stuff, and you don't want to overuse him, and they were smart with that, and just how that, he played almost 27 minutes in the first summer league game. He looked fine. Didn't seem to be winded or tired by the end of it. I mean, I didn't watch all the way till the end like you did. I pulled the chute in like the third quarter. But just watching how many minutes he plays and what those numbers look like, and if he's able to kind of handle that over a very small sample size, is another thing that I'm circling.
Well, you talked about vets. They have a vet in front of him. DeAndre Ayton is the starting center. Chauncey Billups was on the Rasheed Wallace podcast, and he talked about the need for vets on a team.
That was really when kind of the league changed to me. And it really hurt the league, and it hurt the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
When those backups, when those, I don't know, Kevin Ollies and Jacques Vaughns and T. Lou's and all of those veterans.
10-plus-year guys.
That, like, they're not there to really play and carry the team, but they there to raise them young pups.
Yeah.
Well, when they took them dudes out of the locker room and started replacing them with the 19- and 20-year-olds, well, it made it tough because your starters is 23,
Yeah.
And now they 19. Now who going to raise the 23-year-old?
Your old head's 25.
So, like, you see, like, you know, Miami just got off of it when they did it with UD. They, I mean, that was incredible for them to keep him around like that.
For that long, yeah.
Right. You see teams starting to, like, kind of keep Taj Gibson around.
Or, yeah.
You know, like, I just believe that most teams that are young should have one or two of those type of guys to just help.
Just believes that vets should be on a roster. Taj Gibson, I think, just signed with the Hornets. The interview is interesting. He, like, doesn't talk into the mic, so, like, half his answers, you can barely understand what he is saying. I had this cranked up in my car.
Trying to
what
listen
are you
to
saying
it.
Right yeah. now?
Oh, podcast.
Speak up, please.
Well, no, it's
talk
more Chauncey.
Into, like, the microphone.
You can't talk away from the mic.
No, but that they don't have a producer that's saying, hey, Chauncey, could you please get
I
over
literally
here?
Just put the mic
in the
face. I'll
do my updates from back here for the rest of the show.
We'll see what they do with Ayton, but he is a believer in it. He had to talk about how he's changed what he thinks wins and losses are. They're not actual categories. Yeah. They're in different ways of winning and losing.
Ah, yes.
Their over-under is 22.5 in Vegas. It is the third worst.
Yes.
They're tied for the third worst
Let's
over-under
go, baby.
In the NBA next Woo! Year. So Chauncey will not be counting a lot of dubs, I think, in the win category. Are we hitting the over or the under here? Because right now, today as it sits in July, they still have got Grant, D.A., Ant Simons. Where are we at on the over-under 22.5?
Well, I thought that was an interesting quote to pull because I think it, again, signifies just this weird situation we're in where a GM is clearly tanking and all in on that. A coach wants to win because he's worried about getting another head coaching job, and I totally understand where Chauncey's coming from, but just remember that clip. If a Grant trade goes down, if an Anthony Simons trade goes down, and what veterans would be left on your roster at that point? DeAndre Ayton and Robert Williams, would that be it? Am I missing anybody? Any other vets? That would be it, right?
That's it, yeah.
And then Ayton would probably get traded. I would hope Robert Williams would get traded because we got three centers, so we might be heading into a camp.
They might play Robert Williams very limited minutes in hopes that he stays healthy, and then a team comes calling for, hey, here's some seconds, thank you.
If he has one good game, I think we wrap him in bubble wrap and don't let him play the rest of the year. But again, just...
He's the last Dame trade thing, right? Am I wrong on that? I'm trying to think if we... Because Malk's gone.
Yeah.
So, like, once he's gone, we can calculate the total dealings of the Dame trade?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe you were correct all on that. And the Drew Holiday off-spin and all that, because that was all tied together. So, I just, interesting messaging once again about young guys playing or not playing. But I would take the under. I would take the under. I think they understand.
They have to hit the under this year, man.
They understand the assignment.
Well, they went 21 last year. So, I mean,
they
like,
21
they over.
Games last year.
They hit the under last year. Now, they did have a lot of vets get hurt, and they ended up sitting him at the end. But
I mean, he had a line in that podcast too about how he was happy for Malcolm Brogdon and he wanted to play. He wanted to start Malcolm Brogdon because he was the best point guard on the team last year. But he said, I had to play Scoot and I had to play Anfernee, which is kind of a weird line about Anfernee.
Kind of a little shot at Ant there.
A little bit of a shot, but definitely a shot at Scoot of like, I had to play Scoot. They didn't want me to bring the young guys along. But it's like, yeah, that's the whole point of the situation we're in.
We're going to go to Mike Borman here in Cleveland because the Guardians took Bazzana number one. He's got a definite feel of when this does end, he is going to discuss some of it.
In a tell-all interview.
I don't think he'll be mean. I don't think he overly attack Joe, but he has dropped little nuggets here and there, and I think there's a podcast interview to be done once he is gone that basically says, I wasn't allowed anything, and we weren't trying at all, and my voice didn't matter, and it was clear that it was going to end at some point, and it ended. Like, I'm not going to be surprised one iota if that happens.
He's going to have to do that because he wants another head coaching job at some point. And based off of this head coaching record, he is not going to get one, and so he's got to defend that.
We'll see what game two for Donovan Klingon and the Blazers. It's a rough watch, that team, but at least you got the clinger, I guess, to watch other summer league dealings as well. We got NFL, college football to get to. Coming up next, we go to Cleveland. The Guardians took Oregon State's Travis Bazzana number one. Mike Borman joins us. They've had a great year from Stephen Kwan, Oregon State Beaver, and they're number one. What Bazzana means to them getting drafted number one, that's next on The Fan.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan. In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit PelicanBrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Big news yesterday in the baseball world for us here locally. Travis Bazzano going number one overall, the second Beaver to earn that distinction. And he was drafted by the Cleveland Guardians. And we thought, let's go to Cleveland, see how they're feeling about this. Joining us now is Mike Borman of the Chico Borman Show at Big Play Chico on Twitter. You can go give him a follow, the Big Play Sports Show out in Cleveland. Mike, good morning to you. What was the reaction? Was there any surprise about Travis Bazzano going number one? Was any debate? How's everybody feeling out there in Cleveland after the MLB draft last night?
Well, great to be with you guys. I think for the most part, you know, as far as how Travis himself has been received in that announcement, everybody was ecstatic. I mean, obviously, we've had some pretty good success with Oregon State. Corvallis out there in that waters been pretty good to us. Stephen Kwan has had an amazing year, which I'm sure we'll get to. I think there was some, you know, a little bit of poker being played in the lead up. I think Bazzano, it kind of vacillated there between, you know, Charlie Condon with Georgia. And then we started to really hear a lot over the last 48, 72 hours. But I think Bazzano was a guy. When he got on your radar, and the college, it's interesting. The MLB draft, as I'm sure you guys know, like, you know, when you go from the end of one season to the next, who you thought, and it's kind of like the NFL too, you'll have guys that pop up out of nowhere. And I think with this one, like, we knew about Charlie Condon, you know, in the beginning of the season, we knew about Travis Bazzano. And certainly we knew about J.J. Weatherholt, but then all of a sudden you start looking at these stats, you start seeing the highlights of these guys, and I think Bazzano was really one, and I'm not just saying this because they took him, he was one that really, I think, a lot of the fans kind of fell in love with. Now, was that in part because of Stephen Kwan? Maybe, but his story's awesome, and the dude just hits. I mean, yeah. He just hits. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, he rakes for sure. I think the Kwan thing is an interesting part that the fan base is like, yo, this guy's having a monster year. That program is churning out real talents. Their second number one player, I think, in five of the last 6 years, with Adley obviously being the last one. I'm curious, you guys currently have a second baseman, and it's not that these guys, it's not like the NFL or NBA where you guys come in and play right away. How do you think they approach developing Bazzano and expectations of, like, realistic timelines, assuming he does okay in the buildup in the minors, of when we see him and where do they put him?
Wow, great question. I think to the first part of that question, I would say, you know, right now, obviously, you have Andrés Giménez, who is a Gold Glove second baseman. But I think the one thing about Bazzano, and really with Andrés as well, is, you know, both these guys are very athletic. I've heard some say, you know, and this isn't coming from the Guardians by any means, but is Bazzano, because he's so athletic, could you move him to the outfield? I mean, it's a possibility. Right now, that's ways down the road. You know, Andrés Giménez can play shortstop. He came up playing shortstop early in the Mets organization. So, I mean, that's a possibility. As far as the timeline, man, that is so tough because, you know, one thing we've learned, and I think this is probably a great time to bring this up again, is it really does. We think because the guy's number one overall, he's a first rounder, like, oh, well, he's just going to rake. He's going to go right through the system, and he'll be up with this in 2025. And if that happens, like, that'd be great. Right? But, like, take Stephen Kwan, for instance. It took him a little while, and even – like last year, going into this season, you know, Kwan had a great 2022, speaking of Giménez, so did he. And then both those guys struggled last year. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, both those guys are having great years. And it's just, it's kind of a reminder, I think, that number one, this is pretty damn hard. It's tough at that level. And progress a lot of times isn't always linear. You know, we just assume, well, okay, well, Kwan and Giménez had great years in 2022, blast off for 2023. And sometimes it doesn't happen that way. If you're patient, you can get rewarded. And I think Stephen Kwan is a great example of that. As far as Bizzano, I mean, look, I think he's on the fast track, definitely. But, man, we got to give him some time and be fair to him that, you know, this is it's going to be an adjustment. But, man, he's got all the tools, and he's certainly exciting to watch.
Well, and then on top of that, Mike, it's unique to have a team with the number one overall pick who I know they were, you know, what, 10 games below 500 last year. Now there's a lottery system. 21 games over 500, like one of the bigger surprises in Major League Baseball this year for some. And a lot of fans out in this neck of the woods, like, we don't have a Major League Baseball team in our city or an NFL team. So we kind of become fans of where our guys in college go play, like a lot of NFL Chargers fans because of Justin Herbert. So I'm sure there's a lot of Beaver fans that will be rooting for Cleveland now going, we're already, and now even more going forward. What has clicked? How much credit goes to Stephen Vogt? I mean, 21 games over 500 and in first place, it seemingly has come out of nowhere for the Guardians.
Yeah, first of all, I love talking to, you know, markets like you guys and fans, because these are a lot of the true blue fans that, and I'm a big college baseball guy myself. So I think just knowing that you guys follow that so extensively and you're proud of those programs, it really means a lot. And I think it's really cool to see. But I think in terms of the Guardians this year, look, I think anybody, and I mean anybody, who told you, like, oh, yeah, I could see them 20 games above 5. Oh, yeah, I could see them with the best record in the American League. What are you smoking? Like, there's no way that anybody saw that coming. I think a couple things happened, and they were big things that happened. The bullpen has been incredible. You know, Emmanuel Clase has been great since he's come up, or since the trade with the Rangers, but guys like Cade Smith, guys like Hunter Gaddis have been great. The offense, I mean, this is a team that they didn't hit any home runs last year, and now all of a sudden they're hitting bombs, and it's a power lineup in addition to guys being able to get on base. But, you know, right now, and we'll start with Stephen Kwan, I keep going back to him, you know, he's a table setter. And you have great players like Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor, but if guys like Kwan aren't getting on base and he's doing it at a ridiculous clip, then all of that goes for naught. So I think it's just been – this has always been an organization, guys, and I think this is something – if you want something to take away from Bizzano coming here, and I think Stephen Kwan would say the same thing, you know, they don't spend a lot of money. I mean, it's not one of those, it's not a New York, it's not an LA. They're not going to go and get the prized free agent, but they've had stability in the front office for years and years and years. And it's one of the most well-run organizations in sports. Look, I'm in Cleveland, and make no mistake, this is a Browns town. It's football. But this organization, by far and away of the three, has been the best run. And it's not even close. Over the last, you know, decade plus, Terry Francona, now Stephen Vogt, the manager. So, and he's done a great job, but I think it's like he stepped in and no, did we see any of these wins coming? But we didn't. But I mean, I think this has been a really a process where you already had a great situation. You already had great stability. And he just kind of, he ignited that. And of course, when you win, that cures everything. But they've got some work to do with the rotation in the second half, but this is such a well-run organization, guys. And I think both Stephen Kwan and now Bizzano are going to be so happy with that.
Two quick ones for you here, cause we're already against it, Mike, you know, this works in radio. One, we understand why they chose the name, but we were always particular on going back and being the Spiders. We thought that was a much cooler name alternative than the Guardians. Can we agree you should be the Cleveland Beavers now that you have Kwan and Bizzano? I think that'd be pretty badass. And two,
you know what? That with all the go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to add, like, Hall of Famer, right? You drafted a Hall of Famer yesterday.
Yeah, let me just say that with all the polls we had, Beavers probably would have top two. I mean, there were so many, and then yeah, obviously Bizzano, Kwan. I mean, we're going to invite you guys up for the their induction ceremony.
I love it.
I'll house you. It's great.
We'll be at the World Series parade, man. We can't wait. Great stuff. Mike Borman, Big Play Chico on Twitter. Go give him a follow. The Big Play Show out in Cleveland. Awesome insight. Awesome stuff, man. Thanks so much for the time out here in Portland. We really appreciate it.
Great talking to you guys. Thank you.
There you go. Mike Borman of Cleveland. They're thrilled, man. Bazzana, first ever second baseman to get drafted number one overall.
First from Australia. And he's still
right. First from Australia.
The Browns, playoff team, but nothing like extraordinary since they've come back in the NFL. The Cavs, outside of LeBron, are irrelevant.
Horrible.
They are the best run organization. Even though they had a bad year last year, 20 games above 500. And, like, maybe the bounce of a ball difference between winning a World Series in 2016. They've come close. But, man, they're always consistently good, and this year's been an extraordinary story. Kwan has been exceptional as well, so I know they were pretty excited about getting Bazzana.
Really, really cool stuff. Awesome for Beaver fans yesterday. It was expected, and we talked about it on Friday. Assumed that he would be the number one overall pick, but still to see it, second time it's happened in however many years. Rutschman, really cool last night as Bazzana went number one overall to Cleveland. Let's stick in Major League Baseball. The Home Run Derby is tonight. Do we like the tweaks that they've made? I'll get to some NFL stuff coming up top of the hour. Back after this on The Fam.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch...
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan. In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beakbreaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit PelicanBrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Big news yesterday in the baseball world for us here locally. Travis Bazzano going number one overall, the second Beaver to earn that distinction. And he was drafted by the Cleveland Guardians. And we thought, let's go to Cleveland, see how they're feeling about this. Joining us now is Mike Borman of the Chico Borman Show at Big Play Chico on Twitter. You can go give him a follow, the Big Play Sports Show out in Cleveland. Mike, good morning to you. What was the reaction? Was there any surprise about Travis Bazzano going number one? Was any debate? How's everybody feeling out there in Cleveland after the MLB draft last night?
Well, great to be with you guys. I think for the most part, you know, as far as how Travis himself has been received in that announcement, everybody was ecstatic. I mean, obviously we've had some pretty good success with Oregon State. Corvallis out there in that waters been pretty good to us. Stephen Kwan has had an amazing year, which I'm sure we'll get to. I think there was some, you know, a little bit of poker being played in the lead up. I think Bazzano, it kind of vacillated there between, you know, Charlie Condon with Georgia. And then we started to really hear a lot over the last 48, 72 hours. But I think Bazzano was a guy. When he got on your radar, and the college, it's interesting. The MLB draft, as I'm sure you guys know, like, you know, when you go from the end of one season to the next, who you thought, and it's kind of like the NFL too, you'll have guys that pop up out of nowhere. And I think with this one, like, we knew about Charlie Condon, you know, in the beginning of the season, we knew about Travis Bazzano. And certainly we knew about J.J. Weatherholt, but then all of a sudden you start looking at these stats, you start seeing the highlights of these guys, and I think Bazzano was really one, and I'm not just saying this because they took him, he was one that really, I think, a lot of the fans kind of fell in love with. Now, was that in part because of Stephen Kwan? Maybe, but his story's awesome, and the dude just hits. I mean, yeah. He just hits. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, he rakes for sure. I think the Kwan thing is an interesting part that the fan base is like, yo, this guy's having a monster year. That program is churning out real talents. Their second number one player, I think, in five of the last 6 years, with Adley obviously being the last one. I'm curious, you guys currently have a second baseman, and it's not that these guys, it's not like the NFL or NBA where these guys come in and play right away. How do you think they approach developing Bazzano and expectations of, like, realistic timelines, assuming he does okay in the buildup in the minors, of when we see him and where do they put him?
Wow, great question. I think to the first part of that question, I would say, you know, right now, obviously, you have Andre Jimenez, who is a Gold Glove second baseman. But I think the one thing about Bazzano, and really with Andres as well, is, you know, both these guys are very athletic. I've heard some say, you know, and this isn't coming from the Guardians by any means, but is Bazzano, because he's so athletic, could you move him to the outfield? I mean, it's a possibility. Right now, that's ways down the road. You know, Andre Jimenez can play shortstop. He came up playing shortstop early in the Mets organization. So, I mean, that's a possibility. As far as the timeline, man, that is so tough because, you know, one thing we've learned, and I think this is probably a great time to bring this up again, is it really does. We think because the guy's number one overall, he's a first rounder, like, oh, well, he's just going to rake. He's going to go right through the system, and he'll be up with this in 2025. And if that happens, like, that'd be great, right? But, like, take Stephen Kwan, for instance. It took him a little while, and even – like last year, going into this season, you know, Kwan had a great 2022, speaking of Jimenez, so did he. And then both those guys struggled last year. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, both those guys are having great years. And it's just, it's kind of a reminder, I think, that number one, this is pretty damn hard. it's tough at that level. And progress a lot of times isn't always linear. You know, we just assume, well, okay, well, Kwan and Jimenez had great years in 2022, blast off for 2023. And sometimes it doesn't happen that way. If you're patient, you can get rewarded. And I think Steven Kwan is a great example of that. As far as Bezzana, I mean, look, I think he's on the fast track, definitely. But, man, we got to give him some time and be fair to him that, you know, this is it's going to be an adjustment. But, man, he's got all the tools, and he's certainly exciting to watch.
Well, and then on top of that, Mike, it's unique to have a team with the number one overall pick who I know they were, you know, what, 10 games below 500 last year. Now there's a lottery system. 21 games over 500, like one of the bigger surprises in Major League Baseball this year for some. And a lot of fans out in this neck of the woods, like, we don't have a Major League Baseball team in our city or an NFL team. So we kind of become fans of where our guys in college go play, like a lot of NFL Chargers fans because of Justin Herbert. So I'm sure there's a lot of Beaver fans that will be rooting for Cleveland now going, and now even more going forward. What has clicked? How much credit goes to Steven Vogt? I mean, 21 games over 500 and in first place, it seemingly has come out of nowhere for the Guardians.
Yeah, first of all, I love talking to, you know, markets like you guys, fans, because these are a lot of the true blue fans that, and I'm a big college baseball guy myself. So I think just knowing that you guys follow that so extensively and you're proud of those programs, it really means a lot. And I think it's really cool to see. But I think in terms of the Guardians this year, look, I think anybody, and I mean anybody, who told you, like, oh, yeah, I could see them 20 games above five. Oh, yeah, I could see them with the best record in the American League. What are you smoking? Like, there's no way that anybody saw that coming. I think a couple things happened, and they were big things that happened. The bullpen has been incredible. You know, Emmanuel Clase has been great since he's come up, or since the trade with the Rangers. But guys like Cade Smith, guys like Hunter Gaddis have been great. The offense, I mean, they didn't hit any home runs last year, and now all of a sudden they're hitting bombs, and it's a power lineup in addition to guys being able to get on base. But, you know, right now, and we'll start with Steven Kwan, I keep going back to him, you know, he's a table setter. And you have great players like Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor, but if guys like Kwan aren't getting on base and he's doing it at a ridiculous clip, then all of that goes for naught. So I think it's just been – this has always been an organization, guys, and I think this is something – if you want something to take away from Bezzana coming here, and I think Steven Kwan would say the same thing. You know, they don't spend a lot of money. I mean, it's not one of those – it's not a New York. It's not an L.A. They're not going to go and get the prized free agent. But they've had stability in the front office for years and years and years. And it's one of the most well-run organizations in sports. Look, I'm in Cleveland, and make no mistake, this is a Browns town. It's football. But this organization, by far and away, of the three, has been the best run, and it's not even close over the last, you know, decade plus. Terry Francona, now Steven Vogt, the manager. So, and he's done a great job. But I think it's like he stepped in and, no, did we see any of these wins coming? But we didn't. But, I mean, I think this has been a process where you already had a great situation. You already had great stability. And he just kind of – he ignited that. And, of course, when you win, that cures everything. But they've got some work to do with the rotation in the second half. But I just – this is such a well-run organization, guys. And I think both Steven Kwan and now Bezzana are gonna be so happy with that.
Two quick ones for you here because we're already against it, Mike. You know how this works in radio. One, we understand why they chose the name, but we were always particular on going back and being the Spiders. We thought that was a much cooler name alternative than the Guardians. Can we agree you should be the Cleveland Beavers now that you have Kwan and Bezzana? I think that'd be pretty badass. And two,
you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to add, like, Hall of Famer, right? You drafted a Hall of Famer yesterday?
Yeah, let me just say that with all the polls we had, Beavers probably would have top two. I mean, there were so many. And then, yeah, obviously Bezzana, Quan, I mean, we're going to invite you guys up for the their induction ceremony.
I love it.
I'll house you. It's great.
We'll be at the World Series parade, man. We can't wait. Great stuff. Mike Borman, Big Play Chico on Twitter. Go give him a follow. The Big Play Show out in Cleveland. Awesome insight. Awesome stuff, man. Thanks so much for the time out here in Portland. We really appreciate it.
Great talking to you guys. Thank you.
There you go. Mike Borman of Cleveland. They're thrilled, man. Bazzana, first ever second baseman to get drafted number one overall.
First from Australia, and he's
first
so
from
right.
Australia.
The Browns, playoff team, but nothing like extraordinary since they've come back in the NFL. The Cavs, outside of LeBron, are relevant.
Horrible.
They are the best run organization. Even though they had a bad year last year, 20 games above 500, and like maybe the bounce of a ball difference between winning a World Series in 2016. They've come close. But, man, they're always consistently good, and this year's been an extraordinary story. Quan has been exceptional as well, so I know they were pretty excited about getting Bazzana.
Really, really cool stuff. Awesome for Beaver fans yesterday. It was expected. You know, we talked about it on Friday. Assumed that he would be the number one overall pick, but still to see it, second time it's happened in however many years. Rutschman, really cool last night as Bazzana went number one overall to Cleveland. Let's stick in Major League Baseball. The Home Run Derby is tonight. Do we like the tweaks that they've made? I'll get to some NFL stuff coming up top of the hour. Back after this on The Fam.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I'm going to start with some NFL stuff. But I wanted to read this text, the Vancouver Ford text line. You can interact with us there the entire show, 503-864-6326. Saying Bazzana going number one is also immeasurable for the Beaver baseball program. Mm-hmm. They seem to be holding it together by going independent, but you know there's some uncertainty. With the conference dissolving, adding another number one prospect just continues to cement its elite status, which should see them through until they get back into a real conference. We do have the... Here is how it sounded last night. I'm assuming this was on the MLB Network?
Yeah, MLB Network.
Assuming, yeah, here's Rob Manfred.
With the first pick of the 2024 MLB draft, the Cleveland Guardians select Travis Bazzana, a second baseman from Oregon State University.
He said Oregon right.
He did. He kind of put a little pizzazz in Bazzana, too.
Bazzana.
Got a little bit of a flair at the second end there.
That text is right. They are one of four programs now to have multiple number one picks. I think it's Vandy, Arizona State, them, and I'm blanking on the fourth one. Text, please, can help on that. But they're one of four programs in college baseball to have multiple number one picks now, and it's just happened to them. After all the success, winning the title in 06, winning it in 07, winning it in 18, obviously it took them a long time, but they have built up some real talent. They've had other horses throughout this process. Some have hit, some not so much. One, your giant, Michael Conforto, has been dealing with injuries.
Yeah.
Look, that listener's right, and I would actually push back a little bit in the conference thing. They're the only program this hasn't affected because they stayed independent. Smart, by the way.
You go make your own schedule next year.
And as questionable or weird as I think it is to go WCC and have like the women's team just go, no, we're done. Why? You could dominate that conference, be a one seed, and make the same run. Like, that was my two cents. Those ladies didn't feel financially it was going to be good for them, nor conference-wise was it going to be good for them, so they all found a new home. Baseball didn't. Baseball said, we're not going WCC. We'll play the Pilots. We'll play Gonzaga. We're not going WCC affiliation. We're going to stay independent.
Yeah.
And they've tracked it so far. They haven't lost anybody.
No.
So it's been massive. They built this thing up from the ground with Casey, and now Canham's carrying it over. You'd like to see him get back to Omaha, but 100% right on that one, how massive it is for the program, another number one pick in such a short span.
Well, of all the programs where it would make the least sense to transfer out, it is definitely baseball. Like, no offense to Scott Ruick. He's done a great job, and they were outstanding this year and really fun to watch in their deep tournament run. They've also been a little hit and miss, and that's okay. It's not easy to win in that sport. You're going to have your good years, and you're going to have your bad years.
Yeah.
There's a different level of success when you've won multiple national championships. You have multiple number one overall picks. Like, this is a different level. It's in a class of its own on that campus. And I'm glad to see that these guys are staying committed, and hopefully that reaffirms that stance. The other schools, by the way, with multiple number one picks, you mentioned Vanderbilt. I think you said LSU. Arizona State.
No, I said ASU.
You said ASU, so LSU was the other one. Yeah, so four schools all time.
Schemes, right?
ASU, Vanderbilt, LSU, and OSU. Yeah. A lot of state universities.
You're damn right.
Number one overall.
Lunch pail U's is what you should call them.
You're just working hard, baby, grinding away, number one overall. It was cool. I will say, you know, I'm not one of those, like, rival fans that when guys move on to the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA that I hold grudges and root against. Not that I care that much about college baseball to begin with. Rooting like hell, man. This is a unique spot for him to go to Cleveland, a team that we just discussed is incredibly well run. They have the best record in the American League. They might win a damn World Series this year, for all we know. That's a very rare thing for a guy going number one overall in any draft to immediately be on a team that's in contention and has a lot of young talent on it that doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's a great fit. Stephen Vogt, I love Stephen Vogt.
You've talked about him before.
Big
how you
Stephen
wish your
Vogt
team would
have
kept him.
Big Stephen. So that's a great manager to have in place. It's a passionate baseball city. Really cool setup for him to go flourish. Now we just got to find out. How long what was Rutschman? About a year and a half before he got the call up?
About a year and a half,
because I know the first year they're usually in full minors, and then it's sometime if you're number one overall pick, that second year.
Midway
it's like,
through the second year.
All right, let's give him a little seasoning and then call him up. I love that Skeens, we had to wait for a month for him to get his call up this year like he wasn't ready.
Like he wasn't ready.
Start the season.
I know it's a different player, different position, but like Skeens was one that like taken. Everybody's like, all right,
call him up.
Opening day.
What are we doing?
Starting like
number one.
What do you need? He's a pitcher. Is it throwing hard and straight? Yep, he does. It's hard to hit him. Yeah. I'm curious to see his development through this. A big reason why he jumped ahead of Condon in Georgia wasn't just his season. I'm forgetting the it's over on the East Coast. There's a fall ball league, I think it is. They play with wood bats.
The Cape Cod League.
Cape Cod, thank you.
Mm.
And he played with a wood bat. He hit like 357. He had six homers.
Can rake, man.
It was a big deal for them that he did that with the wood bat, and that was another thing that helped elevate on top of his great season with Oregon State. I'm curious to see what they do. Not that he's not better than their current second baseman. That is a gold glove. So does he move spots?
Yeah.
Overall, though, it doesn't matter. They picked him for his bat.
You can be a DH. They can move him to left field. There's a million different things that you can do with them. They're going to find a way to get his bat in the lineup. I didn't get to the home run derby there. We'll get to that a little bit in the final hour of the show. It is tonight down in Dallas. So we'll dive into that. I want to start, though, in the National Football League as executives and coaches have come out with their power rankings of players. Let's get outraged. Let's give our rankings. How do we feel about their rankings? We'll start the final hour there next on 1080 The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I'm going to start with some NFL stuff. But I wanted to read this text, the Vancouver Ford text line. You can interact with us there the entire show, 503-864-6326. Saying Bizana going number one is also immeasurable for the Beaver baseball program. Mm-hmm. They seem to be holding it together by going independent, but you know there's some uncertainty. With the conference dissolving, adding another number one prospect just continues to cement its elite status, which should see them through until they get back into a real conference. We do have the... Here is how it sounded last night. I'm assuming this was on the MLB Network?
Yeah, MLB
Network. Assuming, yeah, here's Rob Manfred.
With the first pick of the 2024 MLB draft, the Cleveland Guardians select Travis Bizana, a second baseman from Oregon State University.
He said Oregon right.
He did. He kind of put a little pizzazz in Bizana, too.
Bizana.
Got a little bit of a flair at the second end there.
That text is right. They are one of four programs now to have multiple number one picks. I think it's Vandy. Arizona State, them, and I'm blanking on the fourth one. Text please can help on that. But they're one of four programs in college baseball to have multiple number one picks now, and it's just happened to them. After all the success, winning the title in 06, winning it in 07, winning it in 18, obviously it took them a long time, but they have built up some real talent. They've had other horses throughout this process. Some have hit, some not so much. One, your giant, Michael Conforto, has been dealing with injuries.
Yeah.
Look, that listener's right, and I would actually push back a little bit in the conference thing. They're the only program this hasn't affected because they stayed independent. Smart, by the way.
You go make your own schedule next year.
And as questionable or weird as I think it is to go WCC and have like the women's team just go, no, we're done. Why? You could dominate that conference, be a one seed, and make the same run. Like, that was my two cents. Those ladies didn't feel financially it was going to be good for them, nor conference-wise was it going to be good for them, so they all found a new home. Baseball didn't. Baseball said, we're not going WCC. We'll play the Pilots. We'll play Gonzaga. We're not going WCC affiliation. We're going to stay independent.
Yeah.
And they've tracked it so far. They haven't lost anybody.
No.
So it's been massive. They built this thing up from the ground with Casey, and now Canham's carrying it over. You'd like to see him get back to Omaha, but 100% right on that one, how massive it is for the program, another number one pick in such a short span.
Well, of all the programs where it would make the least sense to transfer out, it is definitely baseball. Like, no offense to Scott Ruick. He's done a great job, and they were outstanding this year and really fun to watch in their deep tournament run. They've also been a little hit and miss, and that's okay. It's not easy to win in that sport. You're going to have your good years, and you're going to have your bad years.
Yeah.
There's a different level of success when you've won multiple national championships. You have multiple number one overall picks. Like, this is a different level. It's in a class of its own on that campus. And I'm glad to see that these guys are staying committed, and hopefully that reaffirms that stance. The other schools, by the way, with multiple number one picks, you mentioned Vanderbilt. I think you said LSU. Arizona State.
No, I said ASU.
You said ASU, so LSU was the other one. Yeah, so four schools all time.
Schemes, right?
ASU, Vanderbilt, LSU, and OSU. Yeah. A lot of state universities.
You're damn right.
Number one overall.
Lunch pail U's is what you should call them.
You're just working hard, baby, grinding away. Number one overall. It was cool. I will say, you know, I'm not one of those, like, rival fans that when guys move on to the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA that I hold grudges and root against. Not that I care that much about college baseball to begin with. Rooting like hell, man. This is a unique spot for him to go to Cleveland, a team that we just discussed is incredibly well run. They have the best record in the American League. They might win a damn World Series this year for all we know. That's a very rare thing for a guy going number one overall in any draft to immediately be on a team that's in contention and has a lot of young talent on it that doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's a great fit. Stephen Vogt, I love Stephen Vogt.
You've talked about him before.
Big
how you
Stephen
wish your
Vogt
team would
have
kept him.
Big Stephen. So that's a great manager to have in place. It's a passionate baseball city. Really cool setup for him to go flourish. Now we just got to find out. How long did it, what was Rutschman, about a year and a half before he got the call up?
About a year and a half, because
I know the first year they're usually in full minors, and then it's sometime if you're number one overall pick, that second year.
Midway through the second year.
All right, let's give him a little seasoning and then call him up. I love that Skeens, we had to wait for a month for him to get his call up this year like he wasn't ready.
Like he wasn't ready.
Start the season.
I know it's a different player, different position, but like Skeens was one that like taken. Everybody's like, all right,
call him up.
Opening day.
What are we doing?
Starting like
number one.
What do you need? He's a pitcher.
Yeah.
Is it throwing hard and straight?
Yep,
he does. It's hard to hit him. Yeah. I'm curious to see his development through this. A big reason why he jumped ahead of Condon in Georgia wasn't just his season. I'm forgetting the it's over on the East Coast. There's a fall ball league, I think it is. They play with wood bats.
The Cape Cod League.
Cape Cod, thank you.
Mm.
And he played with a wood bat. He hit like 357. He had six homers.
Can rake, man.
It was a big deal for them that he did that with the wood bat, and that was another thing that helped elevate on top of his great season with Oregon State. I'm curious to see what they do. Not that he's not better than their current second baseman. That is a gold glove. So does he move spots?
Yeah.
Overall, though, it doesn't matter. They picked him for his bat.
You can be a DH. They can move him to left field. There's a million different things that you can do with him. They're going to find a way to get his bat in the lineup. I didn't get to the home run derby there. We'll get to that a little bit in the final hour of the show. It is tonight down in Dallas. So we'll dive into that. I want to start, though, in the National Football League as executives and coaches have come out with their power rankings of players. Let's get outraged. Let's give our rankings. How do we feel about their rankings? We'll start the final hour there next on 1080 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.